soon to be balanced, too soon to be carefully thought through. Douglas, you cannot be dead. A sunny Saturday morning in May, 7:10, shuffle out of bed, log into email as usual. The usual blue bold headings drop into place, mostly junk, some expected, and my gaze absently follows them down the page. The name Douglas Adams catches my eye, and I smile. That one, at least, will be good for a laugh. Then I do the classic double take, back up the screen. What did that heading actually say? Douglas Adams died of a heart attack a few hours ago. Then that other cliché, the words swelling before my eyes. It must be part of the joke. It must be some other Douglas Adams. This is too ridiculous to be true. I must be still asleep. I open the message from a well-known German software designer. It is no joke. I am fully awake. And it is the right, or rather the wrong, Douglas Adams. A sudden heart attack in the gym in Santa Barbara. Man, 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 oh man, the message concludes. Man indeed, what a man. A giant of a man, surely nearer 7 foot than 6, broad-shouldered, and he did not stoop like some very tall men who feel uncomfortable with their height. But nor did he swagger with the macho assertiveness that can be intimidating in a big man. He neither apologized for his height nor flaunted it. It was part of the joke against himself. One of the great wits of our age, his sophisticated humor was founded in a deep, amalgamated knowledge of literature and science, two of my great loves. And he introduced me to my wife at his 40th birthday party. He was exactly her age. They'd worked together on Doctor Who. Should I tell her now, or let her sleep a bit longer before shattering her day? He initiated our togetherness and was a recurrently important part of it. I must tell her now. Douglas and I met because I sent him an unsolicited fan letter. I think it is the only time I've ever written one. I had adored The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Then I read Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. As soon as I finished it, I turned back to page one and read it straight through again. The only time I've ever done that. And I wrote to tell him so. He replied that he was a fan of my books, and he invited me to his house in London. I've seldom met a more congenial spirit. Obviously, I knew he would be funny.